Hopefully we're about to begin a new sugya. He's going to get our feet wet into it a little bit today. It's the beginning of a whole series of sugyas. And we're called the Bayi Rav Matzi sugyas. As strange as it may sound, as we pointed out yesterday, we haven't talked much about Bayi Rav Matzi this year. We spoke a lot about Teshmisa. In passing, we did talk about Bayi Rav Matzi, don't get me wrong. But the real heart and soul of Bayi Rav Matzi is about to begin now on the top of the family base. And by Rabbi Motze is really going to take us through the Issa Behetta Shabo, and we're going to see as these sugyas begin to develop, there's a tremendous amount of Dina Mamanus Shabo as well. We've gotten a little bit of an inkling of some of the Dina Mamanus by Rabbi Motze, because Bailus, the notion of ownership, is such an integral part of by Rabbi Motze, it's going to force us to define some of the Kloli of Bailus, the Kol Tarakula. Hopefully we're going to go back to some issues of Hefke that we spoke about in the past. Issues of Pikoda are going to come back to us. Issues of Hektish. A lot of Bailus related, you know, Kedushin, but Metzia, those kinds of sugyas are going to come back to us in order to understand properly what is included, not included by Rabbi Motze. We have a lot of stuff coming ahead of us. Metz Shem talks about Rabbi Motze. We begin at the very, very beginning. So the sugyas about Rabbi Motze begin in the famine bays with Chazal's very, very simple observation that there are multiple times that the Torah speaks about not owning chametz. There are actually really three different sets of parshios that discuss not owning chametz and Pesach. One is in Parshas Bo, when Moshe Rabbeinu is first given the parsha of Korban Pesach and the introduction to the Yom Tov of Pesach. So the other Torah says, Shivas Yom Se'olah Mitzvah Batechem, in the same series of psukim where it says the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Shivas Yom Se'olah Mitzvah Batechem. So the Torah does not use the word Yirah, it says Shivas Yom Se'olah Mitzvah Batechem. For right now, we're going to assume chametz and tzar are all the exact same, even though they're physically slightly different from one another. But the Gemara ultimately tells us the base and the base they learned out one from another. So it's all halachli is all the same. The tzar literally means something that's so fermented that it has the ability, if you take this dough and throw it onto other doughs, it'll make the other doughs become chametz thick. And chametz is something that it's not going to be able to turn anything else into chametz. It's a slice of bread, but still chametz. So chametz and tzar basically are going to be the same for us halachli. Shivas Yom Se'olah Mitzvah Batechem in one place. Then the Torah says, a little bit later on in Parshas Bo, Parshas Kaddish and Tefillin, the Torah speaks about a different term. The Torah speaks about lo yirah. So one place the Torah speaks about lo yimotze, another place the Torah speaks about lo yirah, ba yirah. And then, later on in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah repeats it again. Right? So it's clear in the Torah that there's an Isser of Bal Yirah, there's an Isser of Bal Yimotzei. We have no idea if those are identical or not. But come Chazal with the following observation, that there seem to be a few nuances of differences between the different presentations of the Torah as to this global, all-encompassing issue of not owning chametz and Pesach. In one place, the Torah uses the phrase re'iyah, bal yira'ah, which conjures up a certain image and may even lead us to believe that if I don't actually see the chametz, it's not even over. So maybe if I take the chametz and put it in the closet and put it away and don't look at it for the whole week, maybe that would be okay, possibly, because the Torah does say lo yira'ah. So that's one issue we have to explore. The word re'iyah does have a connotation of re'iyah. Yimotze doesn't have that connotation. Yimotze means it shouldn't be found. It's found whether I see it or not. So that's one possible thing to highlight. Then there's a second thing to highlight, is that when the Torah speaks about lo yirah, the Torah says lo yirah l'cha, you. And in that two-letter word l'cha, the Torah identifies a critical component of re'iyah's chametz. It has to be your chametz. Clearly implying that if it's somebody else's chametz, it's not my problem. Again, I have no idea that somebody else is yet. Whether it's a Jew, non-Jew, goy, you know, I have no idea. Hektish, I have no idea who the other entity is. But something about Baila, some din of Chashem Mishpat is included in that parish of Le'irah L'cha. Notice when the Torah speaks about Bayi Motzei, Shivas Yabim Se'or Lo'i Matzei Batechem, doesn't say Se'or Shalcha Lo'i Matzei Batechem. It says Se'or, in general. Doesn't make any difference whether it's yours or not. So those are the two basic differences that the Gemara begins in the Hamad Beis to highlight that one sugya is focusing on Re'iyah, the other left out that key term Re'iyah. One sugya is focusing on Shalcha Ba'ilos of the Chametz. The other sugya, the other psukim and chumis seem to ignore that. What do we make of that entire picture that's emerging from this? So that's really going to be where the sugya begins. Metzshem on top of the family base. Hopefully, Metzshem Sunday morning, we'll get ourselves into the sugya in full force. Metzshem just continue to plow through the Ramam Kabbas. We're just going to stop a couple minutes early. We wanted to have a mincha. There's going to be a shir by Rabbi Weinberger. Al Tatamet.